And I want to welcome into the studio now Madeline Ebbs.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Our friend from DCC North and also a co-presenter of Cocoon Tunes.
You, I like the sound of that. Co-presenter, I like the sound of
how
that.
How's it going, Cocoon Tunes?
Well, it's going very well. God, how many months are we going now?
Yeah.
Myself and Michael Sullivan. Going since, I think, April or May. And we'll be here for another few weeks. And the feedback on the ground is people really look forward to it. They love the very wild and diverse choices of music that people are picking, and a lot of people are tuning in for it. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's been different for me.
I
don't have a radio voice, I don't think. And
you do definitely.
I don't know. I hate saying my own voice, but it's been a challenge, and it's been very enjoyable.
Yeah,
the music has been wonderful.
Okay, we're going to talk. We're living in difficult times, and there's events still being going on. DCC events like that. Is the Stardust Walk, is that still?
Oh, yeah. That runs all through the year. When restrictions were lifted, we were able to get back into that. And that's actually going really, really well, because a lot of other events and classes have been cancelled. So people are just dying to get out to meet people. Now, everyone is made aware of the regulated social distancing when they show up. But we can't handhold people. But people have to take responsibility for themselves. But the Stardust Walk is absolutely going amazing, because the park is doing lovely work on it. And it's actually really, really gorgeous at the moment. So that's been going well, yeah.
And there was problems there as well with people dumping. Is that
still going on?
It's still going on.
And the latest thing we have now are these mindless people coming over and setting fires in the park. Don't know what that's all about, but that's going on at the moment. But we have got new cameras in, and we will be monitoring the situation.
It's terrible. You can't understand some people, their mindset.
Can't get my head around it, because when you see the amount of people and elderly people, as I said, the age group profile we have for that walk is 55 to 85, and it's quite cracked. John, you have to come along some morning.
I will.
I'm even after giving you one of our new gorgeous state-of-the-art jackets, you know, so when you put that on, that we can spot you all over the park, because it's bright orange. Have an amazing picture actually yesterday. About 20-25 people showed up yesterday, and or Tuesday, and the picture was lovely of the crowd that showed up yesterday, all in their new orange jackets. Yeah,
that's brilliant. How many people on average?
Our core group would be about 20, but it could go anywhere between 30 and 10 on a bad day. And then we have the diehards, no matter what the weather is like. So I suppose I have to mention the likes of Joe and Gabriel and Rebecca. No matter what the weather is like, they will show up every Tuesday and do that walk. They're our diehards.
And what other events are there? Are Keep Fit events?
We're working on getting the Fitness Legends programme back up in Evolutus Gym in Coolock with David Knowles. The people, as I said, we spill them over from the Stardust Walk into the Legends programme. They're still waiting on to see what way the regulations are going to go this weekend before we can get the people back into the gym. The other thing that we started up in Santry and Coolock were the line dancing classes. And again, they've been pulled right back to 5 people plus the instructor in the class. So it's been difficult over the last few weeks trying to manage and get people involved in some activity while being responsible for the whole regulation thing, you know. But I am trying to keep people as active as possible.
Yeah, and Halloween is coming up, and I believe most activities won't be going ahead.
Yeah. Normally, as you know, this time of year, I'll be sitting down here telling you about all the terrific events that Dublin City Council provide at Halloween. Unfortunately, now, due to the whole COVID thing, it's not going to be possible to run these events, because, again, they draw thousands of people to the destinations, and we just simply can't because of COVID. So we'd be urging and pleading with people to be more mindful than ever of hoarding bonfire material and to stay extra safe, because I'm sure you know, everyone knows all the fireworks that have been around now since August. So just have to hope and pray for buckets of rain on Halloween night, and just hopefully people are sensible.
buckets of rain. That's a Bob Dylan song. Did you know that?
No, I didn't actually. But we've been very lucky the last few years. We seem to get the events just over and it pours rain. So we've been, the last few years, that's exactly the way it has gone. Just after our events, after the fireworks, it rains, which suits us all, you know. And then we do have to think of all the frontline services, the ambulance, the firemen, you know, have to go out and deal with the aftermath of these things. So just urging and pleading with people just, you know, to be responsible.
And some of the frontline services now, I'm sure, are worried because there'll be, if DCC aren't supervising events, there's a danger there that there's going to be more unsupervised bonfires, etc.
Well, that happens.
They'd be even busier.
Yeah, that happens anyway, you know, but we had got a good handle on it. We had seen reductions of antisocial over the years. So that's why everybody has to play their part in this, you know. It's everybody has to take responsibility. So, I mean, it's not Dublin City Council are not cancelling, you know, for the fun of it. We love doing these events. It's due to the regulations and COVID. We don't have a choice.
And then Christmas. Nobody knows what Christmas is going to be like. You know?
You wake up every day and you don't know. You listen to the news and things change all the time, you know. But we can't actually cancel Christmas because it was... It's Christ's birthday, so we can't actually cancel Christmas. But,
but the events.
Yeah. Now we will be going ahead putting up the trees, and we actually have more trees going up this year in the area. I'll give you the exact locations of the new areas in the next couple of weeks. But we are going out looking at sites, myself and Derek Farrell from City Council, this week. So the likes of the tree, there may not be the event around it, but people will want to celebrate Christmas and... people love the Christmas trees and the lights and all that. So, you know, we'll just keep ourselves updated and we'll move as fast as we can to, you know, facilitate people.
So there are trees going up, and you're going to put up more trees, you say?
We've two new sites this year on the north side. So, so I'm sure the people in those particular areas will be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I think I was talking to you and you were heading out.
Do you know, it rained. It rained. We had to cancel. I don't know if you remember the day we were to go out. I mean, it bucketed down and we had to cancel. So I think we're going out. I think it's tomorrow. I'll have to check my diary. But we are going out to look at two new sites this year.
Okay. Well, now, as you say, things have been are funny.
No, very, very strange. Very strange. And I don't think a lot of people just... can't really relate to it. It's all very surreal, but I think the Irish people are doing a great job coping with what's been, you know, happening all over the world, and we just have to cope and we have to try and make our lives as normal as possible, you know, while trying to obey the rules, you know, like wearing your mask and hand washing and sanitizing, and you know, we just all have to keep doing it, and we all have to keep doing it together, and hopefully we come out a better world at the end of this.
Sure, even our building, it's weird.
It is.
Coming in because there's nobody around. And
no.
It's quiet. And
It is. It's very strange coming into work and just seeing all the empty spaces. It's very, very strange.
And you work from the office?
I'm doing a bit of both. Yeah. Thank God I have the option of working remotely. But I like to stay linked in with my group. So I have been out a lot. And we have new groups. A lot of new groups have got together during COVID, areas that would have never been involved in environmental projects. We have some great new environmental projects after setting up. And in particular, I have to mention up at Bellcamp, the people up there are doing a fantastic job. They've pulled together and they've set up a new group, and the City Council are working away with them, you know, to try and get them established. But all over there's a couple of areas up in Darndale, and the work the people are after doing in the area is absolutely beautiful. So a lot of people did step up to the plate during this time, and you only have to drive around all the different housing estates and the green areas. I mean, it all looks beautiful.
Yeah, sure, even where I live, people got out and set up a little fairy garden
in one
of the green spaces, and when we're minding the grandchildren, I bring the two little ones around there and do absolutely love it.
And it is lovely because it brings back an old fashioned, you know, like the year that we would have been born in, John. It brings back an old sense of community that kids wouldn't have had previously, but they're getting a taste of it now because they're getting to spend more time with their grandparents. Parents aren't rushing out to work because they're working remotely. So things have turned back a little. So I think kids are seeing the benefit of that.
Yes, they are, and they're all back in school.
Yes, and hopefully that lasts.
They're delighted with themselves.
Yeah.
Because they went through a hard time, the children and young people, missing their friends, you know.
No, and they because of this, kids have lost a rite of passage. You know, because school prepares you for absolutely everything in your life, you know, through the education, through your socialisation. So that was all taken away, you know, and again, couldn't be helped because of COVID. But I think everybody played a part in, you know, keeping the lessons, the home lessons up with the kids and keeping them away from the playgrounds when they had to. So I think, like, it has been hard on everybody.
Yeah. The playground down the road here from us is actually closed. And
they did. They closed all the playgrounds during COVID. I think that was to be opened. I'm not sure. I will check on that, though. Have you had some inquiries about it?
Yeah. People have been saying that. People have actually commented on the grass.
I'll bring that to the attention of the guys today. But I think that was to be reopened. And I'll see what we can get done about the grass there, because it's a lovely little playground.
Yeah. And I suppose there is a worry there about children, too many children.
Again, parents have to take that responsibility. If you're taking your child to a playground, you have to be responsible for them now. You know, that's the way it is, John.
Okay, Madeline Miller, we have to go for a break now.
Grand, so lovely talking to you.
Thanks very much for coming down to
me. No problem at all.
And we'll talk again, if anything is happening over the Christmas or if things ease up a bit or anything like that.
Sure, I'll pop down to you every couple of weeks, and then I'm back here now tomorrow.
Yeah.
Back on Cocoon Tunes. I kind of live here now.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Into September.
Yes. With the years after disappearing.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's saying that. Even young people are saying that.
No, it's flying in. It's just gone. Yeah. So, but sure, I'll be back here in this exact same chair tomorrow. So,
For
half three.
Half three.
Don't be trying to sabotage my show. It's half three to half four. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we have to go and take a break. And thank you again, Madeline, for coming down to us.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.